For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. Ah, yes, indeed, boys and girls, children of all ages. It is a Windbag Wednesday in the nation's capital and beyond on the Team 980 and the always live and free Odyssey app. And you know what that means when it's a Windbag Wednesday. Gets a little
what was that?
Frosty in here, or it gets a little hot in here. Wait, what was that?
What was it?
I missed that.
Soft as a jelly donut.
Or maybe it gets salt in here. It either gets
soft
hot.
Soft as a jelly donut. Yeah. If that's coming from your AARP Tuesday partner, neither of you at your age need to be eating jelly donuts or concerned with jelly stuffed donuts.
You know.
He couldn't even find his wallet.
Doc can't last 5 minutes without mentioning you. You are omnipresent on his mind constantly.
Because I am the Messiah, Chris Russell.
Well, I don't know about that.
I am the leader of the new school. I am the one in one. One of one. That's
why. What are you, Deshaun Jackson all of a sudden? I'm one of one?
I want to hear from him all show long. If he was here right now,
Jaden sprinkles water on your fire, that's a good thing. Okay, because he's got to calm you down. So, Matt, I've been thinking about what can we talk about that's going to be off of one of the, singular great performances. Everybody knows every superlative. We went over a bunch of them yesterday. Highest completion percentage, no punts for a second game in a row, no turnovers for a second game in a row, even though they probably had five balls that could have been turnovers. Everybody going crazy and gaga that they haven't had any turnovers. They have plenty of close ones that could have gone very easily the wrong way. But anyway, all of the superlatives, all of the great stuff. I've been trying to think of some way to poke the bear. I've been trying to think of some way to just have a way to kind of discuss things in a responsible, mature, old school, new school manner.
What?
And I've come up with this. What I called on Twitter or on the X just a moment ago.
What?
Hang on. Would you let me ask the question? What I just called on X, I believe I said the most ridiculous sports talk, or one of the most ridiculous sports talk. I don't even remember what I tweeted. One of the most ridiculous sports talk radio questions that you've ever heard. I'm admitting.
Why do you say no? This is my problem. This is an absurd question. In all reality, why do you save your ludicrous, ridiculous question for me? Like I'm some sort of bit. Like I'm some sort of skit.
Because
don't come with me if you're not talking real in the real reality of what this team is at the moment. I don't want to hear it.
Go ahead, all over me then.
You have no idea. You can't fake this level of glee. You can't. I woke up this morning. I had women issues last night. I woke up this morning. I put it all on the back burner.
No wonder why I didn't hear from you.
I put it all on the back burner because we have a franchise quarterback.
Kept waiting for my phone to ring.
Life is better when you've got a guy under center that's a one percenter.
Okay. So that leads us into the most ridiculous sports talk radio question.
I can't wait.
Perhaps of all time. Ready? And this is with you in mind. And that's why I'm going to ask it to you. But I'm going to ask it to the peeps. On a Wednesday, when some of the glee, when some of the joy, when some of the elation has had a little bit of time to just simmer down. Just a little bit of time to lower the temperature on, right? Here's the question. Is he him?
Is that what your question really is?
Yeah.
Is he him? That's your million-dollar question.
I told you. No. I didn't tell you it was a million-dollar question. It was one of the most ridiculous sports talk radio questions of all time. Is he him?
Have you watched the last 3 weeks? Is he him? Is that Lenny Brooks?
No.
Lenny hopped in my Instagram Live and told me to reach over and punch you.
Wow. Lenny doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
Well, that's just
Lenny.
Is he him?
Yeah, is he him?
Yeah, he's him. You bet your ass he's him. Why isn't he? Do you see the aura? Do you see the way his teammates react to him?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see the confidence that he plays with?
Yes, I see it all.
The swagger.
I mean, do you think
with?
Do you think that I don't mention any of this stuff?
So to ask
5 days
him,
a week,
damn right he's him.
Is he him? Is first of all ridiculous because he's three games in. Number two. The reason why it's a ridiculous question is because all offseason, since Jaden Daniels was drafted, you have paraded around here, Mr. T-shirt, Mr. Slogan, saying he's the Messiah. He's the chosen one. He's the saint. He's him.
He is.
Is he him?
He is.
Three games already in.
But see, this is where you mistake all of this. And that's why I was so... It was almost like Monday night was almost like me... Another instance of me being convinced that he's him. Because I've already thought it, as you've said.
Right.
When you get
you have a lot of predisposed notions that aren't tested and backed up against, like, live, real
correct
challenges, trials and tribulations.
I gave you
you anoint
my thought.
People
I anoint
far
him.
Before.
I anointed him.
Before. No, I mean, you were also anointed Adam Peters. You also anoint, what else do you anoint?
He picked him, didn't he, damn it?
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying. I mean, you anoint people before they've actually even been tested, tried, and gone through any tribulations.
I don't like what you're trying to do.
I'm simply just trying to
this
prove
is supposed
a point
to be a moment of excitement, and you're trying to flip it on me.
No, saying
that because I was right about him, I gotta take some back seat. No, I'm gonna stand my big ass up, and I'm gonna continue to pat myself on the back. Because I came in here,
man. I wish I had my
day in and day out during the month of August.
Can you do
and
that
told
again?
You, I came in here day in and day out during the month of August and told you, hey, man, I know it's the same defense. I know he's not being game planned for, but man, this kid can really. What did I say? Throw the football. And then week one, he gives you a damn heart attack, running for 88 yards on 16 attempts. He's gone double digit rushing attempts each of the first 3 weeks. And I know that makes you insufferable. You think it's not sustainable and he's going to get hurt.
It's not.
Because you're an industry player and you guys have this. Scoring lover syndrome is the worst thing that's ever happened. Just because the kid scrambles every now and then doesn't mean he's automatically going to get hurt. My overall premise after Monday is this. When you have a one percenter under center at quarterback, which I've been screaming since August, that I think he is, and I think he has the chance to be. You're looking at me with this face. Did I not walk in here? We can go back on the Odyssey app. We can use the rewind feature. We can go to Apple Podcasts. How many times this summer did I come in here and said, You know, it wouldn't stun me if he was a top 10 to 12 guy right off the bat, because he's got that type of talent and he's got that type of mental makeup. And through 3 weeks, he's gotten better each half. He's gotten better each snap. So to think that Monday night was the climax, you'd be stuck on stupid. This guy has an opportunity to completely change the trajectory of the franchise. Not next year, not 2025, not 2026, but now. Now. Why not now? That's what I want to ask you. Why not now? Because it seems like while we're supposed to be celebrating, you're almost angry. People are almost angry that I have this premise that this year is not some wash to me. It's not. I've sat around and watched Robert Griffin III get run out of town. I sat around and watched him piss away Kirk Cousins' contract. I sat and watched him play this stupid game with Dwayne Haskins. We've got another opportunity. We've got another guy that potentially can completely change the trajectory of the franchise immediately. And I'm embracing it. So I don't understand why anybody would be mad at me. I think playoffs are on the horizon. I think it's more than likely. See, this is my thing. I understand the defense stinks. I understand injuries are a possibility. But when you have a special, unique, unicorn-like figure under center, it gives you a chance to win every single week. And I think that, to me, is what I'm more excited about and why. I'm not saying they're going to make the playoffs. I'm not saying they're going to win the division. I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying they have a shot week in and week out to compete with anybody on the schedule the rest of the way.
Didn't you come in here over the summer proclaiming that they were going to win like 13 or 14 games?
Here we go with your...
I thought that's what your premise was.
Here I am.
I mean,
here we go, Matt. Once again,
before you even put eyes on him and boots on the ground, another term you stole from me, before you even put boots on the ground, didn't you, like, basically think he could win, like, 13 or 14 games this year? And they could win 13? I thought that's what you, like, the premise that you were getting at.
Are you done lying?
No, I'm asking.
Are you done
lying?
So
you're disputing
that. Are you done lying?
You're disputing that.
I said they would win 13 or 14 games, Chris.
And that was what you strongly hinted at.
I said 9 to 10, and you know that's what I said.
I don't know about that.
And it's on tape everywhere, because I'm pretty consistent with what the hell I say. I've said it here.
You know what I said?
I've said it on the Big Stick. I've said it on Infinity Sports Network.
Yes.
I've said it everywhere.
Because you're a big-time national
superstar. I've said it everywhere you could get me.
Yeah.
Anywhere you can turn on your
DC
dial.
DC News Now.
And get me.
My Montgomery County Media.
I've said it. So, I stand behind what I say. Monday night was further confirmation, that, like, it's going to be a roller coaster. But there's a shot.
There absolutely is a shot. See, contrary to your belief, okay, while you sit here and get mad at me when I ask questions and provocative questions.
Provocative.
And
you tried to literally say, I'm going to poke the bear. Don't poke me. You might get bit.
You think that I'm mad. You think that I'm...
No, you, CK, Drab, you all are, like, angry.
We're
that
realists.
You're realists. No, you all are punch drunk.
You're 26. You don't know anything.
I know nothing. I know nothing.
Very little.
I proclaimed this young man to do exactly what
you
the hell he's doing.
You also proclaimed Adam Peters to be a saint and the leader of the universe.
You're so caught up in...
And the day they created the roster, you said it was the worst roster created by mankind.
You're so caught up in the past. You all are punch drunk. You don't think it's possible that in year one, you drafted the right quarterback and he can take you to the playoffs.
I always said it was possible.
No, bull crap.
I said it was possible.
You all don't think it's possible.
Possible, not likely. Possible, yes.
He runs so much, he's going to end up like RG3.
Well, you don't know that. There are a couple of things that you don't know. And that I don't know.
Chris,
and that I can't control, and you can't control,
Chris, we're analyzing
which is his
football.
Ability to stay healthy.
Chris, we're analyzing football.
Yes.
We don't know anything.
I understand that. But if we're analyzing the talent, the composure, the moxie, the command, the poise, everything, we've all said any of us that have been out at training camp, any of us that have watched any of the preseason games, any of us that watch the first three regular season games, he's cool as a freaking cucumber.
So why
he's
California
totally
cool?
Whatever.
That's Rancho Cucamonga
for you. He's totally what you would ideally draw up if you could, with the exception of not having...
Not having what? Not being 220 pounds?
A little bit more of a sturdy upper body.
He's built just like Lamar Jackson. They're built damn near identical.
I would even say Lamar has a little bit more thickness, in my opinion, to his upper body.
He's also been in an NFL weight training program.
But I would also say that
5 years.
Jaden Daniels, three games in, is a better passer than Lamar Jackson ever has been.
Not even close.
Well, that's...
Not even close.
Not even close.
He's way better. Yes.
Oh, well,
yes,
okay.
I'm saying he's way better. But, Chris, this is what got me so excited from the get-go. Do you not remember the summer? I came in here and I'm raving every day about ball placement, accuracy, throwing with anticipation. We didn't see it in the first 3 weeks. Why? He's being game-planned for the first time in his career. He's playing against real NFL defenses that are trying to kill his ass for the first time in his career. So it's going to take time. And Monday wasn't even perfect. The completion percentage was damn near perfect, but he still missed things.
Oh, absolutely.
He's going to continue to see the field better and progress and get better each and every week.
But there's nobody that doesn't believe that. Now, the question is he already there? So that's why I came up with this ridiculous
absurd question. Is he already there?
You walked around all offseason before even training camp started, before he even played in a preseason game, before he played in an NFL regular season game, and you said, him!
This was a training camp.
He is him,
people.
Right?
Don't listen to Chris Russell.
Like, you anointed him as
the
savior.
After I saw him during training camp,
right. Against defenses that he
was
familiar with, where they weren't scripting or where they were scripting things, so on and so forth, you proclaimed him as him. He is him, you said, basically. Okay? And I heard... I think this he is him stuff is a way for people to anoint somebody as a saint, a savior, a god, a king, whatever, and have it sound new age and cool. I saw Irie Myrov, whatever his name, Irie Myrov, call, he is him. I think it's also a way for media to try and, media to try and be cool,
Chris,
right?
Because
they're trying to.
I mean, you've never said anything that's been more irrelevant than what you just said.
It's just a point. An observation.
Who cares what the language is that's being used to describe it? The eyes are all telling us the same thing.
I care about the language. He's him. So you've already crowned his ass.
I have crowned
You've
him,
You've already
yes.
Denny Greened his ass.
I have anointed him
you
as the next franchise quarterback of the Washington Commanders and the guy that is going to save the franchise that I love dearly.
Okay.
That's
and you
what
might
I've anointed
be right.
him as.
And you might be right. I don't know how you do that
you see how
3 weeks
they
in.
They can't stand to see me right. I posed a question. I filled in for Craig Hoffman an entire week while he was out at the Olympics. And the question we posed was how realistic is it that Washington drafted their franchise left tackle and franchise quarterback in the same draft? And I had the phones blown up telling me I was ludicrous, telling me how did you come up with that assumption? There's no chance. You got to wait out and see it. The latter of what I said, you got to wait to see. That's the only acceptable answer that anybody gave that entire week. But in reality, 3 weeks in, especially after Monday night, does it not look like you got both in one draft? Is this draft class... Outside of Mikey Sanders, who's given up the most touchdowns in the NFL, by the way, people. Does it not look like you solved your two biggest glaring holes on the team after Monday night?
Yeah. But I'm a guy who needs more than three games. You're not
See,
a guy
it's
who
not
need,
just, but Chris,
you need three
but Chris,
seconds.
Chris,
I need more than three
Chris,
games.
Chris, it's not just about the three games. It's not. It has
it is.
Everything to do with what we saw in camp. If he was god-awful in camp, if he sucked during camp, you think I would have came in here saying that he was good? You think I'm a liar?
The very reality is you could suck during camp and be somehow great when the game turned on. I've seen plenty of players suck
this
in
is
camp
where
and
your
be great once the game starts.
This is where your experience mm-hmm. supersedes me.
Yeah,
I've
exactly.
covered so many training camps.
Uh-huh.
When a guy sucks in camp, Carson Wentz was dog bleep during training camp.
And it carried over. Except for the first game that he played, which he came out hot.
He threw three interceptions, Chris.
I understand.
What are you talking about?
I said he came. You didn't let me finish. He came out hot, then he sucked, and then he finished up hot, and then he sucked every game after that.
The bottom line is this.
The bottom line is this,
we have to break here eventually.
Yes, please.
After Monday night, one of the perception of this team nationally has changed completely. And I think you have to realistically say, hey, look, when you've got a one percenter under center at quarterback, you've got a chance to win every week. Right. I'm not saying they're making the playoffs.
I don't disagree with what you're saying.
I'm saying he has damn 2025.
I don't know if I would put him
damn in. Damn 2026. It's about now.
I don't know
he
if I would put him in.
He gives you an opportunity to win now.
I agree with that, but I don't know if I would put him in a one percenter category. The question is, as ridiculous as it sounds, is he, meaning Jaden Daniels,
is he him?
The NFC Offensive Player of the Week, details on why and how and all that coming up. Is he him already? Is he the savior? Is he the king? Is he the crown prince? Whatever way. Is he the franchise already? 301-230-0980. Yes, I admit it's a ridiculous question, but you know what I'm getting at.
No, I don't. I do. I hear you, I guess.
You know what I'm getting at. Those of you with savvy and maturity and seasoning.
Things that you lack. You know nothing about seasoning. I've seen your seafood boil. I've seen what your neighborhood calls seasoning. You know nothing about seasoning. You're actually an uncultured swine, Chris Russell.
Are you going to stop picking on me?
Matches
me, my mind. Yes, he did. 301-230-0980. Basically, we got to take a break because we're late. That's why he turned off your mic. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, back with you on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. 25 minutes after the hour, just getting rocking and rolling here on a Windbag Wednesday and already off to a fiery, combustible start. So, again, the stupid question, the most ridiculous question, or one of the most ridiculous questions you're going to get on Sports Talk Radio, is he him? Translation, is Jaden Daniels already the savior, the king, the crown prince of the Washington Commanders? Three games in. Can we anoint him? Linnell, you did a lot of bluster in that first segment. You did a lot of over-the-top shtick, and you had it right, and you were wrong, and right, you 1%.
That's not what it's about.
That and the other thing, and all this stuff. Is he him already, three games in, period?
Yeah. I'm willing
like,
to go.
No doubt.
I don't have.
Like,
don't,
no question in your mind.
I don't have doubts, no. I don't.
Zero.
I'm sorry. I don't. I really don't.
So
why do can I explain why?
Yeah, of course. Because well, let me just ask it this way. You understand that when I bust your chops about some of your opinions, thoughts, whatever, youth, whatever, that it's because you make these outlandish, bold,
outlandish
statements.
That's okay.
Based on very, 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 very little information or canvas or
the information's been given. This has been a buildup. Yeah. Like I said in the opening segment, Monday night was a culmination of what I had felt all summer long.
Okay, it doesn't matter what you have felt. Monday night was not a culmination of anything. They still have 14 games left to go. They still have way tougher defenses. Way tougher defenses to deal with than what they faced on Monday night.
Chris, and I understand that. It's not about the defense to me. It's not about the opposing team's defense. It's about him. It's about him.
Well, him doesn't control everything on his own.
It's about him continuing to improve and get better. He's one of those guys that makes everybody around him better. Because teams have to account for him as a runner.
That's what quarterbacks
Kingsbury
do.
Is abusing the numbers game right now. Mm-hmm. The combination of him and Jaden Daniels are going to raise hell the rest of the NFL season.
I don't disagree with that. I mean, I love what Cliff is doing from a schematic, from a play calling perspective, from a design perspective.
That's all a part of the conversation
yeah,
for me, Chris.
But I guess what I'm asking.
You're acting like it's just three games. It's not just the three games. Stop saying that. That's not true.
It is just three games.
Because you all think training camp doesn't matter, yet you all want to cover it like it's the damn election. What the hell are you talking about?
It matters, but it doesn't matter anything close. Anything close to regular season games against real opponents where they're actually game planning for
you. Chris, my thing is you're acting as if this is, like this should be viewed independently from camp. I don't view it that way.
Of course
I think it should. I think it's been a buildup. I think this has been a process.
Yeah, of course it's been a process.
So what the hell?
But it's way, 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 way different. Way different. As an isolated evaluation and data set point than anything he had done in the preseason, anything he had done in camp, anything he had done in OTAs, anything he had done at LSU or Arizona State.
But Chris, this way is my different. Thing. But in like it all
and,
goes
and because
back
it's
to
way
the
different,
very,
it's a small sample size.
It's a small sample size, but it's all pieces of a larger puzzle, which is this kid, this young man, is made up of all of the right stuff. So I'm gonna bet. 9 times out of 10 on the guy that's first in the building, last to leave. I'm going to bet 9 times out of 10 on the guy that everybody and their mother, when they describe the kid, has nothing to do with his arm strength, has nothing to do with accuracy, velocity, running ability. They talk about the person. And have I not screamed that from the mountaintops from day damn one? Have I not? Can you at least be honest there? Have I not screamed that?
I mean, you loved Caleb Williams more than Jaden Daniels.
Yes, I did. I loved his talent more than Jaden Daniels. You're right.
You know what you also would have bet on?
You still have not answered the question.
You know what you would have bet on a week ago?
So you want to pay tiddlywinks.
No.
You want to play tiddlywinks instead of doing sports talk radio. I got you. If that's your vibe today, it's going to be a long afternoon for you. Because anyone that's listening and listens to me consistently, I've said this. Since the kid was drafted.
You know,
well, that's a lie. That's a lie. Once I found out that he was showing up to the facility and they gave him the key fob.
You know what you also would have bet on 2 weeks ago?
Two months ago?
CJ Abrams.
I would have bet on CJ. Okay.
But I'm bumped. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Your call's coming up in just a moment after a first trending alert over the afternoon. Now that I've upset Linnell, we can continue. The Commanders are going to be practicing at Arizona State University later on this afternoon. The first collegiate home for Jaden Daniels as they ramp up and prepare for the Arizona Cardinals and Cliff Kingsbury's return to Glendale, Arizona against his former quarterback, Kyler Murray. Arizona coming off a bad home loss and really a bad performance against the Detroit Lions, but they've got plenty of weapons, especially on offense, including Marvin Harrison Jr. is off to a great start. CeeDee Lamb said, quote, "I failed myself and the Dallas Cowboys for his part in Sunday's loss against the Baltimore Ravens." He didn't talk to reporters after the game, but he lost a fumble, dropped a pass, had a sideline fracas, if you will, with Dak Prescott, lost it emotionally, and is now taking blame for himself. Meanwhile, the big story in college football, Matthew Slucka, the quarterback of UNLV, by the way, undefeated UNLV, has left the undefeated Rebels last night with claims of an unfulfilled verbal NIL promise from a UNLV assistant coach, and he is trying to get a medical redshirt, or I should say a redshirt year, and we will see where this goes. But again, a starting quarterback on an undefeated college football team has just left the team over NIL alleged promises. Nats back in action tonight, pending the rain against the Kansas City Royals. 6:45, the first pitch after losing in 10 innings last night to the Royals 1-0. And that's what's trending. All right, coming up later on, want to dive into this UNLV quarterback nonsense with NIL. We'll get into that later on. Linnell's already mentioned it. He saw it first, so want to get into that as well. We'll have LW stock report, but I'm going to participate. I think you've already done this on television, correct, for DC News Now? I saw something about a stock report or something like that, right?
I did do a little stock report.
Okay, so we will get a little stock report action, a little joint stock report action as well. But here's the question that we want, and it's very simple. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Is he him? right? You hear the kids running around going, here's him, and everybody's crowned, and everybody is just crowning everybody's ass right away, instantly. Instant satisfaction, instant gratification, instant results, instant analysis, instant judgments. Nobody's willing to wait. Nobody's willing to just say, hey, you know what? Just slow down a little bit. Just take a pause. Take a deep breath and say, hey, man, really encouraging. Really encouraging. Mm-hmm. But let's let it marinate a little bit. Let's let it, I don't know, go more than three games. How about 6 games? How about 9 games? How about 10 games? How about a cool Baker's dozen? Do you know what that is? Baker's dozen?
13.
Attaboy. 301-230-0980. Is he him already? 3 games in. Or do you need to see more? It's a very simple question. Nobody's wrong. Nobody's thinking that Linnell, who has already crowned him, is wrong. I just think it's too early. I think he is him, for lack of a better term. I think he is everything that he is supposed to be and meant to be if, one, we can give him a little bit more time, one. Two, and most importantly, and yes, maybe this is because I'm an industry plant, or maybe it's just because I realize every quarterback in the world gets injured.
Well,
and that's the thing that is holding me back, because I just don't know.
So that is your number
one concern?
If he
is going to be able to fulfill his destiny and fulfill everything that he seemingly has without getting seriously injured at some point, and maybe more than just one point. It's one thing, you know, Tom Brady, during the middle of his unbelievable dynasty, ripped up his knee week one in Foxborough. I think it was 2007, I want to say. Maybe it was 2008. I can't remember the exact year. Week one. Missed the entire rest of the year. And Tom Brady came back, I think it was 2008, because 2009 he was a little rusty.
No, this was like 2009, 2010. They won the Super Bowl. Oh, they went to the Super Bowl in 07. Lost to the Giants. This was 2009.
Right, so then it was, I think it was the 2008 season. Maybe, whatever. Either way, Tom Brady was a little rusty when he came back. But then, before you know it, Tom Brady was, you know, getting oil running through the engine, and he was riding the bike again, and he was Tom Brady again, right? And yes, it took a little while for them to figure things out, and Ray Lewis and the Ravens went in and kicked their ass in Foxborough in the playoffs 1 year. I think that was, again, the 2010 playoffs, whatever it was. And then before you know it, he was back in the Super Bowl again. And yes, Eli Manning and the Giants were doing it once again. And then before you know it, Tom Brady and the Patriots were again winning Super Bowls, right? So, again, injuries, I'm not stupid. I know they're going to happen to everybody, and I know they're more likely to happen to quarterbacks than maybe, I don't want to say maybe anybody else, but they are very likely to happen to almost every quarterback. I get it. I understand that. I guess what I'm worried about is the frequency and the total kind of accumulation, wear and tear, all of that stuff. And I think while you think that is ridiculous,
it's not that
I think that is more than reasonable. And all you have to do is look at every quarterback that plays this game, Linnell, and fans out there, and say, look, man, everybody thought Tua would be fine. Tua would be great. And then Tua, concussion after concussion after concussion.
Chris, that's a concussion. That's a different.
I understand that, but it could easily happen to him.
That's different.
It could happen to him. It can't happen.
Kristen, you can walk outside and get hit by a car.
I understand that.
What the hell are you talking about?
I understand that.
You cannot go through life with that mentality.
Of course you can.
We had this argument earlier this summer.
Yeah, right.
And when you were complaining and moaning about how many rushing attempts he was going to have.
I am a realist, because
I sat here and told you he would run as they saw fit.
Yeah.
And they're doing that.
Yeah, right. And it's still too much. It's still too much.
It's warped. I don't give a damn about too much. It's warped.
It has warped.
He got the wind knocked out of him. He could have fell on the football and got the wind knocked out.
And he got crushed on a run the other night, and Troy Aikman pointed it out on the broadcast, and he got absolutely bulldozed on the Terry McLaurin touchdown.
Yeah, hanging in the pocket and throwing.
Right.
What his job is.
But for you to sit here and say that it's not a concern, not even an issue, not anything you should think about, not anything you should worry about.
Injuries are not a concern until they become a concern,
Chris.
Yeah,
that's the point. They're going to become a concern at some point. It's just a matter of when.
You're the same guy that's sitting up here getting mad at me for trying to anoint a guy after seeing him in training camp, yet you're sitting here talking about injuries.
Yeah.
You're talking about an injury that hasn't happened.
It will happen.
That you have no proof that it will happen.
But it will happen. At some point, it's going to happen.
Come on, Chris.
And you keep taking hard hits. I'm telling you, whether it's a concussion, whether it's a leg injury, whether it's an upper sternum, whether it's a collarbone,
injured, Chris,
whatever it
Chris,
is,
if he gets
it's
injured,
an issue.
You're,
and I understand that everybody gets hurt. I understand everybody gets hurt in the NFL. Some guys get hurt more than others, is overall my point. Kirk Cousins lasted until midway through last year, year 10 of his career, without ever getting hurt, without ever missing a game for an injury reason. Some guys are just really good at avoiding. So far through college and three NFL games, Jaden Daniels has been really good at it. So that's the positive, right? And maybe I should believe in that. Maybe I should think that. The 51-year-old in me just says, you know what? Slow down, horsey. Hold your breath with every throw, with every run, with every hit.
Chris, the guy that I have continued to comp him to, and this is now my comp feels stronger now that I've seen the running ability. I think, and I said this last night, he has football instincts and like football awareness and instincts. I think that is the big reason why I'm not like freaking out about him potentially getting injured. I think Robert was just out there running around.
I agree.
Robert was just out there running around.
The slide the other night after the juke move in which he left the defender in his jockstrap shows you like instincts and awareness, but also like an attention to detail. He knew that he wasn't good at sliding, baseball sliding. He knew that he had this like awkward roll and fall down and turn and whatever. And he knew he got clocked in the red zone in Tampa on the helmet, and the helmet flew off, and it was an illegal hit, right? Which, again, you keep just drawing the distinction between legal and illegal, and my point is injuries doesn't care. They don't care whether it's illegal or legal. They just happen, right? And he also knew that he took a little bit of a pounding against the Giants, who sacked him, what, five times? I believe it was. Should have been a sixth time, but one was called back for a penalty.
But Chris, those sacks were on him not getting the ball.
Right.
That wasn't really
some
about
on him. I
not protecting himself.
Yeah. I mean, getting the ball out with anticipation and
Chris, you would have taken the hit regardless.
You're not taking the hit all the time if you're getting the ball out because you're protected in the pocket.
I understand. I understand.
Again, the Bengals clocked him on the Terry McLaurin touchdown.
Would have happened.
He stared down the gun barrel, whatever. It happened. But they didn't do it illegally, right? He took the hit, and you don't like that he took the hit, but you love the result. You love the idea. You love the toughness. You love staring down the gun barrel. My point is, whether it's legal, illegal, whether it's a completion, whether it's on time, late, whatever, anticipation, this, that, and the other, run, in the pocket, out of the pocket, it can happen, right? So we all know it can happen. But I guess my point is, and what I worry about, and what I still need to just, and this is why I need to relax and just hope and hold my breath. And some of you are going to say I'm a negative Nancy, and some of you are going to say I'm a worry wart. I just have to see more. And
would you say a worry wart?
A worry wart. And just, you know, and sometimes you can do that and still enjoy the process. Sometimes you can do that and hold your breath and go, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Oh, okay. And that's exactly what I did on that third down throw to Terry the other night. That's exactly what I did, because I saw live that dude bearing down on him, but because ESPN refused to show the actual release point until the All-22 came out, you couldn't exactly see it, and then you see it, and you're like, holy, 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 and wow, even more wow, 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 wow. Would I love for him to take that hit, or would I love for him to not have taken that hit? Yes. Did he take the hit and stare down the gun barrel and make an unbelievable throw and all that? Yeah.
That's the difference between us. I want him to make the throw. I want him to take the hit. That's what real quarterbacks in this league do. That's what earns the respect of your teammates. That's what gets guys to hold their blocks longer.
Oh, I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We'll come back. We'll take your calls next. Is he him? Jaden Daniels. Is he the franchise savior already 3 weeks in on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
301-230-0980. We've got seven lines full, so we're going to get right out to you. Quick, couple of quick tweets. Even Landfill, who's as non-participatory for an employee as you possibly can get, has tweeted.
I mean, he does stay in the studio.
He does. Has tweeted, Jaden is him, in bold capital letters. Jeremy Lee, on the opposite, says, hero worship plus Ashburn syndrome. There's no cure for fans with this affliction. DC Grime Kid said, you have to take the hits sometimes. No doubt about it. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to the phones and get as many of you guys in as we can. First time caller, I'm told, is Ronald in D.C. on the Team 980.
Ronald, Ric Flair. Ronald, you ain't no first time caller, man.
Yes, I am. How y'all doing?
Ronald, Linnell is saying you're not a first time caller, but you're saying you are. Are you a first time caller to this show?
Okay. Oh, period. So maybe I try one time, but I never got on.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, welcome aboard, Ronald.
I'm a lifelong fan since 72. Mm. Since 71, because 72 is when they went to the Super Bowl. But so I listen to y'all every time I can. I enjoy your conversation.
Appreciate you.
This guy that we have now, Jaden, I really like his play. My wife and I both just like his play. I don't want him to get hurt, and that would be the only thing that I worry about, but I'm looking forward to seeing him play against Dallas. I'm looking forward to seeing him playing against the Eagles. Anybody in our division, period. Mm-hmm. I'm wanting him to beat everybody. I don't like no team but that team when it comes to Commanders. And so I just wanted to say that. I just wanted to.
Yeah, and that makes total sense. Let me ask you this, being that, you know, again, you've been a longtime fan, right? Are you allowing yourself to get all giddy and to think that he's the savior and the king and whatever term you want to use already when you know the history of this franchise, especially at that position and, you know, a certain somebody back in 2012 and where that wound up and others? Are you allowing yourself to get caught up, swept up in they've got it, they figured it out, or no?
I believe they figured it out. I've been watching it. It's almost, to me, like an expansion team because we have changed so much in our team. So many players are different. There's a lot of good players, and there's a lot to learn about them.
Gotcha.
But I believe they do have the right quarterback.
Gotcha.
I really do.
Gotcha.
His play the other day just made it even more like he's the right one.
I think they have the right one, too. The question is when will we know for sure? Thank you, Ronald. Appreciate you. Make sure you call back again. Good to hear from you. Let's squeeze one more in here before the top of the hour. Let's go to P-Dove in Bowie. What up, P-Dove? How are you?
P. Hey, can you hear me?
Yep, I got you, P. What's going on?
Okay, listen. Bruce, you are 90% right. But I gotta take the brother, the youngin in charge. Because one thing you gotta
realize. Wait, is he the youngest in charge or is the youngin in charge? That might give me another nickname.
Dude, you don't have to pay attention to him. You don't have to pay attention to him. Just say what you want to say. As he laughs over you and doesn't let you speak.
You're the one that won't let him speak. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I was just trying to have a little fun.
Listen, Bruce, you're right about, you know, anointing him. But he is the least of our worries. We've been sucking for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And like Kevin said, Kevin was talking to Ion earlier, I'm happy because we see something we haven't seen in 25 years. Our biggest concern is our damn defense. Our defense looks like, for the last 3 years, all I've been hearing is how good our defense is. I'm looking at our defense, and we look like a high school, college team. Now, don't get me wrong. There's some guys out there, Payne and Allen and Louisville and Wagner, they playing. But the rest of them ain't stepping up. Bro.
Yeah, we'll get into the defense
a
little bit
later.
Yeah. Appreciate you, P-Dub. I don't want to talk about the defense yet. I want to get into the defense in the back half of the show. We will do so. This is about Jaden. This is about, is he already the savior 3 weeks in? Can we anoint him? Or do we have to be patient? 301-230-0980. We'll get all of your calls in. I see y'all. We will get all of you in after 2 o'clock right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
The youngin' in charge.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.